Quick one before we start. If I say USDC, you know what I mean.
I know what you probably mean. Those are not the same thing, and the gap between them is the whole subject.
It is a dollar stablecoin. There is one of them.
There is one issuer everybody has in mind, and there are a great many things on a great many chains answering to that name.
All right, but that feels like pedantry. In practice, it is one thing.
In one specific place, it genuinely is one thing. That is why the belief survives.
Which place?
Inside a single exchange. On one exchange, a ticker is unique. It has to be. You cannot have two markets called the same string, or nobody could place an order. So within those four walls, USDC names exactly one asset, and everything works.
So the belief is true.
The belief is locally true. You step one inch outside that exchange and it stops being true, and nothing warns you, because the string still looks fine.
Give me the step outside.
Two exchanges both list a ticker. One means the asset you were thinking of, the other means something entirely different that got there first. Both are correct inside their own walls. Neither is lying.
How often is that actually a problem, though? Sounds rare.
It is rare per ticker and constant in aggregate because there are thousands of tickers. And there is a second axis that is worse.
Go on.
Chains. The same ticker on the same exchange is a different contract on every chain it trades on. The thing called Ether on one chain is the real one, and on another chain it is a wrapper somebody minted to represent it.
But that is still Ether, roughly.
It is a claim on Ether, issued by a bridge, that trades at its own price and can break. If you price one as the other, you are quietly wrong, and the number still looks completely reasonable.
Okay, so what do you actually need, if the ticker is not enough?
The contract address. That is the only name that cannot be ambiguous, because it is the thing itself rather than a label somebody chose for it.
So you just need a lookup from the ticker to the address?
Yes, and that lookup is where all the trouble has always lived, because you are asking somebody to resolve an ambiguity, and the answer depends entirely on who you ask.
Who are we asking?
A curated table. It maps a ticker to a coin identifier, and each row carries a flag meaning a person looked at this and confirmed it.
That sounds fine, honestly. A human checked it.
A human checks some of it. The confirmed rows are good. The problem is what happens to a ticker nobody has got to yet.
It waits in a queue.
It gets a guess. The system picks whichever coin most plausibly claims that ticker and writes it down, marked unconfirmed, and there it sits.
And an unconfirmed guess does not get used, presumably.
Not by us, but now think about what the guess is likely to pick for an ambiguous ticker.
The most popular one.
Roughly, and the most popular thing carrying a ticker on a given chain is very often the bridged wrapper rather than the real asset. So the guess leans exactly the wrong way, precisely where the question was hardest.
That is genuinely nasty.
And the queue has no owner. Nobody is working through it. So the failure mode is not that the guess is wrong for a while, it is that it is wrong indefinitely.
So who should we be asking instead?
The exchange that listed the market. Think about who is in a position to actually know.
The exchange knows what it listed.
More than that, if you deposit a token onto an exchange, the exchange has to credit your account. To do that, it must know exactly which contract, on which chain, corresponds to the ticker it is going to show you.
Otherwise, it credits the wrong thing.
Otherwise, it loses your money and yours specifically, which concentrates the mind. So every exchange already maintains that mapping to a very high standard, for its own protection.
And they just hand it over.
They publish it. Openly, no key required. You ask for their list of assets, and you get back every ticker with the contract address on each chain they support.
Wait, if that has always been sitting there, why were we guessing?
That is the right question, and the honest answer is that nobody had looked. The curated table existed. It was the obvious thing to reach for, and it was already in the building.
So we swap the table for one exchange's list.
Four of them.
Why four? If the exchange definitionally knows what its own ticker means, one is enough.
It is enough for that exchange's own markets, but we are not storing an answer per exchange. We are storing one answer per ticker, shared across all of them.
And they might not agree.
They might not agree, and when they do not, that disagreement is the single most valuable thing in the whole system.
Because it tells you the ticker is ambiguous.
It tells you two exchanges are looking at the same string and seeing different assets. That is exactly the case the old guess would silently pick a winner for.
So what do you do when they disagree? Majority vote.
Nothing. The ticker resolves to nothing at all and gets no entry.
That seems harsh. Three say one thing, one says another, you bin all of it.
What would the majority be evidence of? Not correctness. Three exchanges can list the popular imposter, and one can list the real asset. Counting heads measures popularity, and popularity is what got us the bridged wrapper in the first place.
Fair, so the agreement rule is unanimous or nothing.
Unanimous among whoever published. And that last clause matters, because most tickers are only published by one exchange.
Hang on, that undermines it. If only one publishes, there is no agreement happening. You have a single opinion with no check on it.
You have the opinion of the exchange that lists the market, which is the exchange whose prices we are trying to place. It is the right opinion by construction.
I will accept that, but you see the shape of it. Most of the time, the agreement rule is not doing anything.
Most of the time, there is nothing for it to do. The agreement earns its place on the small set where the world genuinely disagrees, and that set is where all the damage was.
All right, what happens if one of the four just stops answering?
The run fails, nothing gets written.
That feels dramatic. You have three good sources.
Think about what a missing source can do to a vote.
It cannot add a wrong answer. It is not there.
Right, what can it not do?
It cannot disagree.
There it is. The one that vanished might be the one that would have objected. Lose it, and a ticker the four of them were split over now looks unanimous, and we write it down with confidence we have not earned.
So silence does not make the answer weaker, it makes it look stronger.
Which is the worst possible failure, because it is invisible. And there is a sharper version of that.
Which is?
An exchange that answers perfectly, but renames a field in its reply. The request succeeds, the data parses, every address comes back empty.
And nothing breaks.
Nothing breaks. We would just be quietly running on three sources forever, thinking we had four.
How do you even catch that?
You count what each one contributed. If a source that normally supplies thousands of addresses supplies almost none, it has not answered, whatever the response code said. Fail the run.
Good, now tell me what this cost, because a redesign like this usually adds a pile of machinery.
It deleted more than it added. All of the guessing apparatus is gone. The code that wrote guesses into that table, the package that drove it, and the database credentials that let this job write it all.
The credentials went.
The job used to need write access to the main database purely to record its guesses. It writes nothing there now. It reads, and it writes only to its own pricing database.
So deleting the guess deleted a whole write path.
And one more that I like more than any of it. Before, deploying this thing required somebody to hand-run a chunk of SQL first to insert rows the guesses needed to point at.
A manual step before first deploy.
A manual step that existed only to support the guessing. No guesses, no rows, no step. It deploys on its own now.
Right, now I want to go back to something, because I do not think you have been straight with me.
Go on.
You said the curated table is gone, is it?
It is gone from the address path.
That is a careful sentence.
It is a careful sentence, and you are about to be right about something.
There is a second job here. You are not only matching exchange markets to pools. You are also naming the same market the way the price vendor names it.
We are. The vendor has its own identifiers for coins, and a market wants a name in that vocabulary too.
And an exchange does not know those identifiers.
An exchange has never heard of them. They are one vendor's private naming scheme.
So for that half, you are still asking the curated table. The guess is still in the system.
The confirmed rows are yes. We use only those, and the coverage is a fraction of what the exchanges give us for addresses.
So you fixed the half you could fix, and the other half is capped forever.
Capped by curation, and there is no source that could lift it. You cannot ask an exchange for a vendor's internal name. That half only grows when a person does the work.
I want to be annoying about one more thing.
Please.
All this care about which contract a ticker means, who is reading the result?
Nobody.
Say that again.
Nothing reads it. One job writes the table. No other code opens it.
So we have built a very careful answer to a question nothing is asking.
We have, deliberately, and I will not dress that up. It is being built ahead of the thing that will use it so that when something does, there is history in the table rather than an empty one.
That is a reasonable plan, and it is also exactly what somebody would say about abandoned code.
It is indistinguishable from the outside. The only difference is whether the consumer arrives, and that has not happened yet.
Fine, give me the one sentence.
A ticker is not a name. It is a label somebody chose inside their own walls, and the only people who can tell you what it points at are the ones who have to get it right to hold your deposit.